This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our previous episode regarding the first level of the fast, which was the physical level, we dealt with the rituals of the physical level. That is, not eating and drinking between dawn and sunset, right? That's the basic parameters that govern the fast on the physical level. However, the way we eat in this month should change if we are to experience a change on all levels of the fast. Because normally our practice is to eat until we're full, to eat our fill. This is a normal phrase that we use. You eat until you can't eat anymore. But in fact, that is not the way of the believer, or should not be the way of the believer, because the Prophet ﷺ had said, the worst thing that a human being can fill is his or her stomach. That's the worst container that we could possibly fill. What is required of us, really, is only to eat what is sufficient to keep us functioning normally. As the Prophet ﷺ had said, that we should just eat a few portions of food, which can be calculated to be around 9 tablespoons of food, full tablespoons, because the terminology that he used implied less than 10. So the closest to 10, which is less than 10, is 9. So we eat 9 tablespoons of food. We drink a glass and a half of liquid, water, juice, whatever. And then we leave room to breathe. This is the recommendation of the Prophet ﷺ. A third for eating, a third for drinking, and a third for breathing. This is the best way. That's enough to keep us functional. And we don't spend so much time eating. We don't waste our resources in food. We put it to better use. So, eating in this way, the Prophet ﷺ in Ramadan in particular, I mean, that's outside of Ramadan. In Ramadan, his practice, his sunnah, was to start suhoor not by a 3-course meal that I spoke about earlier, as we do today, but with 3 dates. He used to do just a few dates, 3 or 5 dates. Water, that was suhoor. Are you ready to change? Are you ready for a change? Then let's try that this Ramadan. Only 3 dates for suhoor. And when we end the fast, 3 dates for iftar. I'm not saying you don't eat again after that. You can eat something moderately. We talked about the thirds. We do that after. But for iftar, 3 dates is enough. If we do that, then we will experience what was required of us on the physical level of the fast. We will experience hunger. Because that's what you're going to say. If we only have 3 dates, we're going to get hungry. That's the idea. That's what the fasting is supposed to be about. We're supposed to feel hunger so that we can empathize with those who are hungry, not because they've chosen to fast, but because they don't have any food to eat. That is supposed to touch us, make us want to be charitable, understanding other people around the world who don't have a means to eat a decent meal in the day. For us to feel that, for it to impact on us, we have to be hungry. So fasting is about hunger. But not purely hunger, because obviously we're allowed to eat after. But at least half of our day should be in the realm of hunger. It will clear our minds, and we will see clearly what we couldn't see before. That's guaranteed. Let's try that. Let's plan for that. Let's make this Ramadan different from all of our previous Ramadans. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. La ilaha